Why did I become a documentary filmmaker? I can't really remember, but I was always interested in documentary films. I loved watching them. And then first I was became a, after I went to university, I became a journalist, writing articles about world affairs and economics. And then I was asked to give lessons to workers in factories in Australia, and a lot of the workers didn't speak English, so I ended up making little films, and that's how I started becoming a documentary filmmaker. The first film I made was a film called Taxi to Timbuktu, which was about a taxi driver in New York City who came from Mali in West Africa, and the film was his story about why he had to leave his village because of the drought and there was no work and no water, and come to New York City and earn money and send it back to his family. I'm currently working on a film about the Warani tribe in Ecuador, which is a small tribe of about 3,500 people who for the last about 40 years have been fighting to stop oil companies coming in and drilling on their land. And this is actually a sequel to a film I made 25 years ago called Trinkets and Beads. So we've come back and we're looking at what's happening now with oil companies are coming and trying to drill in the part of Warani territory, which they've never drilled in before, which is actually a UNESCO World Biosphere National Park. So it's very important to show the struggle of these people to stop the drilling and preserve the environment. 8 to 12 months to raise the money to make the film, because I have to propose it, write up the treatment for the film and do the research and then propose it to different TV stations around the world. I mainly work a lot for French and British and some American TV stations who then put up the money. And then about another 8 or 9 months to a year to make the film. Yes, it's very hard to find people to sponsor my movies because you have to convince them to give out a lot of money to have confidence in you to make a good film. Yes, I usually go to different foundations like Sundance Foundation, Ford Foundation, Rockefeller, MacArthur, the big foundations. I also do Kickstarter, where you put the project, you have a certain amount of time and you raise money generally from people that you know to help you get the project going. So, but that's rare that it would pay the whole budget, but it basically gets the project off the ground. And then you approach, at the moment we're talking with Netflix and various other HBO and French TV. So usual people who, TV networks who show documentaries, generally we approach.